These are the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network for your Tuesday. I'm Dustin Huffman. We're on the phone right now with Joe Camp of Comstock Investments here on the opening markets. And Joe, seeing a little more positive momentum this morning in the grains. Tell us what's going on.
We've got a rebound underway, at least overnight. We'll see about the follow through or lack thereof. It'll be guidance from the outside markets, particularly crude oil, that gets much of the focus this morning because of how we started off the week on such a negative note, down $4 for most of the session. WTI crude futures responding to the weekend attacks for Israel retaliating against Iran, but not against any energy infrastructure, dialing down the risk premium there and weighing on the broader commodity space. But again, you got crude oil now trying to rebound. That helps the grains attempt to do the same. Otherwise, it's just more of the same, watching the harvest wrap up and be put away, and then monitoring signs of demand and figuring out how we're going to use these big crops.
You know, it seems like farmers are kind of between a rock and a hard place when you look at the markets. Obviously, when crude oil is down, that looks better when you're going to fill up the truck or the car, you know, for every week. But, you know, you look at what it can do and to influence the commodity markets, and you kind of want it to go higher, too. So it's kind of a catch-22, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And you start with the leadership of the overall commodity space that crude oil takes hold of. If crude oil is higher, it inspires confidence for investors to step in and not just buy crude oil, but to be diversified and to hold other commodities like the grains and the livestock from the long side. Well, on the way down, it's the opposite of that. For one, just risk off, get out of the market and figure it out later. And then two, you've got, of course, these direct ties to the grain processing sectors, corn-based ethanol, soy-based renewable diesel.
You can catch the full conversation under the podcast tab at iowaagnet.com. The number's next.
Today's agriculture demands expertise. And no lender delivers more ag expertise than Farm Credit Services of America. More than simply having the financial products and services you need to do business, we have the knowledge and commitment to help grow your business. From financing the next season to growing the next generation, we work to achieve your goals. We're Farm Credit Services of America. Call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
December corn up a penny at 4.11 and three quarters. Soybeans for November now down 2 cents at 9.72 even. Soy oil 32 cents higher at 43.01. Chicago wheat 6.25 cents higher at 5.65 even. Live cattle up 45 cents at 189.72. Feeders down nickel at 249.15. Lean hogs up $1.35. That's the opening markets. I'm Dustin Huffman.